Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. But something that's really easy to get excited for sure, is this Saturday's game against Anaheim. I know when the schedule came out, even our coworkers were buying tickets to this game because they wanted to see this in action. Cutter Gauthier coming back to Philadelphia for the first time. And it was funny, Brian Boucher in the media room the other day, he got me. I think he got a couple people. He's like, yeah, have you heard they're not going to play him? Like, he's banged up and like, they're not going to play him. And I was like, what do you mean they're not playing him? He fooled a bunch of us, but he is playing and it's going to be exciting because I think the Flyers need something like this right now to rally around.
Yeah, you got to need a good villain to come in. It's weird that the villain is not not Sidney Crosby-esque in terms of impact in the game, but a kid that, you know, the backstory everybody knows, didn't want to come here, ended up getting traded for Drysdale. We'll talk about him. But it's like, okay, you don't want any part of us. It's a, you know, this can be a, I don't care what sport it is. If somebody says, I don't want to be in Philadelphia, when you come into Philadelphia, you're going to hear about it. And I'm sure that, you know, the crowd will be all over him, at least verbally. It was funny in Anaheim. You know, I had a couple of friends that went to the game in Anaheim, and he said there were a lot of Flyers fans in Anaheim booing him every time he touched the puck. And this is in Anaheim. So I can't imagine what it'll be like here. It'll be loud. It'll be fun. You know, I don't know the kid at all, but I know that he seems to want to embrace this, at least from stuff that he said. Now, it's one thing to talk about it before, and it's quite another to be able to handle it. One of the great parts of what you hope is, and I don't think there's any chance, but when the Flyers fans do it to Crosby, it's a mistake because he just uses it to crank up the engines and he just feeds off of it. He absolutely feeds off it. Tom Brady did that for years. Gretzky loved it when that happened. So we'll see what happens here. There's no doubt it can be a tough place. And this should bring the Flyers fans all together in this. There's a huge downside to this. You know, it's the side nobody wants to talk about. I mean, if this kid lights it up, hasn't so far, but who knows? That could be ugly if that happens here. So the Flyers will be, and I'm sure they'll be well aware of this, and it'll be a very interesting game, very interesting pregame skate or, you know, just warm up. All of that's going to be really cool.
Be electric that day.
I wish they allowed more signs in the building anymore, but only I don't know what that sign man will bring, but I'm sure it'll be interesting.
It will be interesting. And you talk about the negative that has to be addressed. We think that Sam Harrison will be in nets on Saturday. So that's good news. You know, they'll play strong defensively in front of them because you don't want Cutter Gauthier to light it up in your own building. But everyone, I fear for their careers, at least for the shortcoming here, is going to compare Cutter Gauthier to Jamie Drysdale in this trade. And as of right now, Jamie Drysdale does not look anywhere near the player that Cutter Gauthier is. And Drysdale was supposed to be something you could build around with your defense. And he has looked a couple of games, looks tired, looks like he's not asserting himself in play. And it's definitely a question because his health has been a question all season long. We know he's healthy back on the ice, but this is not the Jamie Drysdale that you hoped you were getting in this trade.
Yeah, Cutter Gauthier, when you struggle in games as a forward, you drop down a line or whatever, and you're on the ice, 15 minutes, whatever. But a defenseman, he makes a mistake and it sticks out much larger. And Drysdale's, you know, he's the smallest defenseman, and the Flyers have issues with that, on the whole league. I mean, you can play as a smaller defenseman, but you have to be really, your positioning has to be very good. Your stick work has to be very good. He's been in the wrong place more than a couple of times. The last game, even against Dallas, he looked overmatched at times in front of the net. Now, in front of the net is chaos. But as you become a better defenseman, you learn positioning. You learn when you have to take a stick and hit that stick down so the offensive player can't get to the puck, or lift the stick up, or just get in the way or position so that you take your man out of the front. And you also have to learn when to kind of back off so you have the energy to win those scrums in front of the net. And he hasn't done a lot of that. He's looked overwhelmed at times in front, and sometimes overplaying things. What you don't want to do is take out his natural instincts. I mean, with the puck, bringing it up, we hoped on the power play. That hasn't happened yet, but that's a tough position to compare when you're saying a forward coming in and a defenseman coming in. So they have to have great patience. But to be totally honest, I thought there'd be more flashpoints of a really good play in his game, and we haven't seen those flashpoints. I thought to be at least it was, because when he first came, there were flashes really early with the skating and moving across the blue line and stuff like, and then plays like that. Haven't seen as much of that in this season, and I think that they're gonna. It's a work in progress, but I'm hoping that it just clicks with this kid. Because there, you can just tell when you watch, man, that he could be a dynamic player. But so far, there's been too many misreads, miscalculations on his part. I think he looks like a player that sometimes, you know, I could go A or I could go B. And while you're thinking of that, the opposing player goes to C. So just make a play. And if you have to live with a mistake, you live with a mistake.
Yeah, you can tell as of right now, it's not instinctual for him, that he's overthinking, that he's moving, I think, a second slower than the play is progressing. And you got to think, I'm sure the coaching staff is telling him, just get out there and play. And we're not seeing that as of late with Jamie Drysdale. And he's a guy that the Flyers need to get going, that they need to be able to count on more consistently. Because as of right now, defensively, especially against Dallas, it was not strong enough in front of your goaltender.